What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this live broadcast of Psychic View. I'm going to go right to the callers today. So the way this works is that when I answer your call, I'm going to call you out by your area code. So the first one I'm going to call out is going to be from area code 310. So I want you to pay attention that when I call your area code, to jump right on the line. I have a lot of callers lined up today, so if you don't immediately jump on the line, I'm going to basically disconnect your call. The other thing is it's incredibly important that you call from a quiet environment. I don't want to fight your background noise with our visit and our phone call. And lastly, my program is designed for a specific question. The question you don't ask is, what does the universe want to tell me? Because that's a full session with me. But if you have a specific question concerning career, concerning love, concerning an issue with your family, some sort of upcoming move or change, conflict at work, these are the appropriate questions to ask in my broadcast. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Vince.
Hi, Vince. What happened?
So anyway, the lawyers decided not to take it to arbitration because of a last chance letter agreement, and they feel they couldn't win, even though I told them that yes, the last chance agreement letter is that, but I didn't do anything wrong, and they didn't have any valid proof and everything, but they decided not to, and I've been trying to find another lawyer outside to try and file a lawsuit for wrongful termination. So, and I've also written a letter to the CEO of the head of the company, as well as the executive HR person, and I'm hoping to hear from them, but it's because I'm trying to get my job back. But in the meantime, I do have a job that I really despise, and I'm sticking with it until something else comes along. Now, I do have a job interview on Tuesday. So my question is this, Should I just let the last job go? Is it done? And if I'm going to get this job interview, if I'm going to get this job, then I'm interviewing before on Tuesday, if that's going to come
Actually,
through.
here's the thing. You writing a letter to this CEO or the COO of the last organization that the attorney decided not to arbitrate, that was a really smart move on your part. Because if nothing else, it makes you feel better about the situation. So sending that letter is great. What I would do on Monday before your interview on Tuesday is I would actually make a phone call to the COO or the CEO, whoever you sent the letter to, and just say, "Hi, it's Vince. I'm following up on the letter that I sent to you. I'm looking forward to having a dialogue with you about my side of what happened and just to talk to you." Something like that. If you get the secretary or if you get voicemail, that's actually more powerful for you because then you actually have left a message. Do you see what I mean? The thing is what that's
Right.
going to do is the CEO is going to immediately call HR and go, "What's going on with Vince? What's going on here? Why is this employee calling me?" Right? Well,
Right.
even if the HR person dismisses it and says, "Oh, well, there was a situation and we're trusting the supervisor in the warehouse and that he's just angry because he got let go." Well, the thing is that you might not be the only person that this has happened to. So just by you following up on that, because what I'm seeing here is your new beginning is about to be presented to you. And it's interesting because I'm seeing the power date of this, well, the number 13 is coming up as a power date. Now, I want to tell you that the number 13 is also the card of rebirth. So I think that the job you're in right now is just a placeholder. The job that you are actually interviewing for, it's got really good vibrations that you actually get that job. So it will boil down to the fact that you get to leave the past behind and that you go in with full enthusiasm and incredible gratefulness every single morning that you go to this new job. Do you understand?
Okay, so you see me
All right.
getting this job then.
This says that you get the job, but you go in with all the right attitude. All right? So when
Right,
they
right.
ask you what happened at the last job, what are you going to say?
I'm just going to say that I was laid off, and leave it at that.
Okay, but I mean, were you technically laid off or were you fired?
Well, first they suspended me, and then a week later they fired me.
Okay,
But what I can say is due to lack of raw material that they were laying off some people, and I was just happened to be one of them that they're laying
Okay,
off.
is that true?
No, I mean it's true
Okay.
that we're getting a lot of lack of raw material to make what we need, but
Okay, here's what I would
that part
say,
is true.
and here's what I would say instead of that, because here's the thing, if you actually present a fib, right, what's going to happen is that it's going to show, they're going to feel it in your vibration. So instead, I just want you to say something like, "Well, there was a reorganization within the company, and that's why I'm looking forward to working with you."
Okay.
Because all of that is kind of true. Do you see what I mean? It's
Okay.
like they were
Yeah.
reorganizing, and it could have been something as simple as they didn't like you, Vince. So the
Yeah.
reorganization is they got rid of the people they didn't like. Whatever it was. If you use the word reorganization, that's sort of a global term for, yeah, you were released, and you don't really understand why. Do you see? So
Right.
that leans more to the truth. So if you say there was a reorganization in the company, and I want to tell you I'm looking forward to, being one of your best employees here.
Okay.
Okay, that's how you answer it. And then you text me or email me and let me know what happened, okay?
Okay,
All
but
right,
you
thanks,
don't see
Vince.
anything. Okay. All
Yeah,
right,
I
thank
don't
you.
think that you're going to get any kind of, this doesn't say that you get any kind of resolve, retribution, money, your job back from the former company, but you might have a dialogue with the CEO. And when you have the
Okay.
dialogue with the CEO, just all you do is you explain that you don't think that this process was handled fairly or equitably.
Okay,
All
that's a
right,
good
I
way
got to
of
go.
putting it. All
Thanks.
right, thank
See you
you.
later. Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. I'm Sharon. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Quick question. I love my job. I work on a team of six people. They just hired another person. And there's one older woman I work with, one older woman, initial M. Can I trust her? That's my basic question.
Okay. I just want you to know, and I'm just going to go right on this, on my incredible vibration. M needs the money. M cannot be let go.
You're so right.
And what I'm telling you here is that that the squirrely feeling you're getting has nothing to do whether you can trust her or not. It has to do with the fact that she's scared that because of her age, someone's going to let her go.
All right, she does like me then, doesn't she? I see. You're telling me the truth.
Okay.
I know.
Here's the thing.
She's going to get fired.
Yeah. I'm telling you that we are in the weirdest energy right now. And the thing is that if she's kind of doing a bit of butt kissing to you, it's because she doesn't want to lose her job.
Okay, or backstabbing too, a little bit of both, yes.
Okay, no, she's scared. So what you do instead is, you know, the old saying, you know,
I will too.
Love your friends, but keep your enemies closer, all right?
Yeah.
So if there's a weird element of mistrust, I just want you to look at, okay, what does she do really well? And what little assignment can you give her that gives her confidence that she's part of the team?
All right.
Okay.
I like her, actually. I know.
Okay, then you decide what you think she's good at, and you give her more of that. And then everybody will be comfortable and happy.
Great advice. I'm going to be there someday.
All right, Sharon.
I know.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Tanika. Just wanted to ask you something really quick.
Sure.
I am still trying to find a way to leave my department and my job or find a new job. So this week, my manager, who's born on the same day as me, her first name starts with an S, she was kind of rude to me and disrespectful. I called the human resources department outside of the building even to try to tell them what's been going on and how much I've been trying to leave my department, and I'm getting nowhere. And their only offer was to speak with her to tell her how I've been feeling, which I don't think is a good idea because they tried that already and it just will isolate me more. The manager keeps telling me that we need to have a talk. We need to have a talk. It's 2 days now, and now it's the weekend, and we still didn't have this talk. And I just don't have a good feeling about it. I don't know what this talk is about. So I just want to know if you see anything about this talk and also if you see me leaving anytime.
So here's the thing. You can't get emotionally wrapped up in whatever happens. Let me start with that, okay? Because I just want to let you know that you having a job means you're more valuable when you find the next job. Do you see what I mean? And it's because people that can hang on to a job right now, even though the environment is very upset, all right? You got to remember that this gal with the initial S is also trying to hold on to her job. Okay, so have you ever heard of the Oreo method?
No.
Okay, the Oreo method is think of an Oreo cookie, all right? What you do is you bring up something positive, you slip in the thing that you want to work on or that you need advice or that you need a request or you need help with, and then you end with something positive. So this chick that you're talking to, when the conference comes up, And it's going to feel like you're in the barrel or in the hot seat, I want you instead to say, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to learn all I can at this company. That's where you open. Then you say, where I've had a little bit of struggle is the fact that I don't feel that I'm getting some clear guidance on how to do my job better. And so the reason I was hoping to have a dialogue with my supervisor is because I wanted to have her provide me with the tools so that I could be a better employee. And then you close with, I really appreciate all of that you've done, and I appreciate my job here. So I'm really happy that we're all having this conversation right now. Do you see how incredibly positive that is? whether, and there's some element of truth to it, right? It's not, you're not lying, but you say something positive, you slip in the thing that you're frustrated with or the thing you want to learn, and you close with something positive or gratitude. Do you see what I mean? So you can look up the Oreo method on the internet. It's you know, it's a standard thing. That I want to tell you that this woman is not gunning for you to be fired. You're just upset because you don't want to be there anymore. And your spirit is upset because you don't want to be there anymore. And so sometimes when somebody doesn't want to be someplace, their spirit will set up a situation where they do get let go or fired so they don't actually have to go there anymore. Do you see what I mean?
I know what that is, and I don't want to do that. I'm not like that. I don't do that.
Okay.
She spoke down to me this week. She spoke to me really rudely, and now she's saying we need to have a talk. I just honestly don't
okay,
even want...
Sweetheart, okay, hold on. People that behave like that toward another person is coming from fear, okay? So have you ever read the book The Four Agreements?
Yeah.
Okay, so in that book it talks about what people present to you. You need to actually ask yourself, are they talking about themselves or are they talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, is that the calmer you are, and you've got to overlook the hurt feelings that somebody was mean to you. Because this is a job, not mom or dad. All right, seriously, I'm telling you, you've got to stay solid in this job till you find the next one.
When
so
will that,
what it?
No, I'm just saying, when will I finally leave?
Well, what it's saying here is that I want you to sit down. It's a vibrational thing, okay? I want you to sit down and write down the five things that would make a deal maker for you at the next job. All right, and by the way, what industry are you in?
I am working as a receptionist in a medical company in their cardiology department. It's like a building that's different health practices in one building.
Okay, so do you want to get another receptionist job, or do you want to go more into customer service?
Service, but for now, I would take anything just to get out of where I am.
Okay, cool. So what you do is you look for, and by the way, there are some companies that will train you to do medical billing without you actually having to go to school. The fact that you already have some medical understanding would make you a likely candidate to actually learn how to do medical billing. So my question for you, or my suggestion for you, would be to jump on the internet and look for medical billing.
I have been applying like crazy since December. I've been applying.
Right.
And
so here's the other thing I would do. Is I would do two things. I would apply online, right? And then, and this is where you stand out, okay? You have a 99-cent store, a dollar store near you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go to the 99-cent store and you buy a whole bunch of 50-cent blank cards, right? Just beautiful little blank cards. Buy 10 of them, which will cost you $5. Then you look around and see if they're selling like little flower seeds. All right, because I know at one of the 99-cent stores here locally, they sell little flower seeds, little power packets. They're like four for a dollar, all right? Or you even go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you look in the seed department because seeds don't cost that much, all right? But what you do is you apply online for the job, all right? But then immediately you in this lovely card, you fold up your resume, you put the pack of seeds in there, and you do a handwritten note to Human Resources that says, I'm always looking for the new beginning of spring and a new opportunity. I look forward to meeting you. So what happens is you send it like it's a greeting card, and if you can find out the name of the person in Human Resources, that's going to work to your benefit as well. But you send it like a card. And then they open the card and they see the packet of seeds and they see your handwritten note saying, really would like to talk to you about growth and opportunities with your company. And then they look at your resume. And then then you put, P.S., I've already applied online. Then they look you up online. Well, now you've just stood out because this bright pink or bright green envelope that you've sent this personal card to is going to be opened. And that's how you set yourself apart. But there is a new job coming, and this is saying the new job's coming connected with the number 6. So, of course, today's the 6th. I think by the 6th of April, you could have another job or within the next 6 weeks. So you have to do whatever you can to stay afloat at this job right now, because you'll be worth more when you go to the next job. Okay, Tanika?
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Oh, sorry. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Lucy, how are you?
Oh, hey, Lucy, what's your question?
Our question is, okay, talking about jobs, I'm going to be let go at the end of March, but I don't want to really, I want to do something by myself. What the car say about that?
So
I want to do, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you have the most successful card in the deck in this little spread that I did for you. What it means, though, is that you have to give yourself the self-decision that you're going to do whatever it takes, Lucy, to be successful on your own. So what are you looking to do on your own?
I would like to invest, to travel, to invest, to be able to be free and the same time investment.
So I have a perfect suggestion for you. It allows you to have a little bit of financial security, but it allows you to travel. And it might be that you decide to learn how to be a travel agent where you are and decide you're going to work part-time till things get busy again with travel. But the reason why I'm suggesting that you become a travel agent as maybe a part-time gig is that when you actually become a travel agent, you get discounts on airfare and room stays. So I'm suggesting that we do kind of a hybrid sort of on your own partly, but having a little bit of a foundation or schedule that gives you a benefit that allows you to travel for way less expensive than if you were just a regular person looking on, you know, the airlines for packages and airfare. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay. What kind of car was the one, the most successful car?
In traditional tarot, this card's called the World. It's the best card in the deck.
The World.
So look that up, girl, and
that's
you'll see why I said that to you. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you later.
Thank
you so much, sweetheart.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ray. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Hi, Ray. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is career-related. I've been searching for my career, and I've been kind of frustrated, and I was wondering what you see for my career in the next few months, if you see me landing on my feet, or what you can give me some insight.
So here, okay, you have a woman showing up in your cards that can act as a mentor for you. So here's the thing, is that one of the things that I do when I don't know what to do is I either learn something or prepare for something, all right? So if I'm preparing for something, it might be to reorganize stuff so that it's easier for me to access, right? Or if I'm learning something, it might be learning how to do, say, TikTok, right? It's just what it's saying here is that there's somebody, a woman, that is probably a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, that can mentor you, because though you might not know what you want, you do know the success that you want. You just have to decide how to get to that level of success. So what I want you to do is I want you to look around at your current circle of people or the environment of people around you and say to yourself, gee, if I could do what this person does, what would that look like? Okay, because I'm seeing a woman acting as a mentor for you in some way, and that actually changes up everything for you, Ray.
Do you see me landing on my feet with the job at all?
Well, so what it's saying here is that your big power month, actually the next 2 weeks is incredibly powerful for you, with April being a landing point for you. See, here's the thing, is that I think you learn things so quickly, Ray, that you get frustrated or bored at opportunities.
Yep.
So what happens is you get in, you learn the job, and then you it's like you get bored. So what I'd like to see you do is learn, get into something where boredom won't affect you too quickly. For example, if one of the things I suggested to you would be to prepare for your own success. Preparing for your own success might be that you get your real estate license. And that you get that as a background thing, not necessarily because you might go into real estate, but you could go into real estate because you're studying that and your brain is that smart. But there's a I keep getting that there's do you land on your feet? Yes. But it all boils down to deciding where you want to be 5 years from now. Do you see?
Right.
It's like the decisions you make right now. I want you to look at yourself 5 years from now in the place you want to be and then look back on the decisions you make today that lead you to that place that you're going to be 5 years from now.
And that's
but do
totally
I
right.
see success for you? Absolutely do I see success for you.
Yeah, I didn't apply to a job last night that I saw online because I said, nah, I'll be bored with that in like 2 weeks.
See? So anything that actually makes you continuously learn is probably the best job for you. Now, if I'd gotten a hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into nursing. And the reason I would have told you to do that is because you handle emergency situations really well, and you're incredibly decisive.
Yeah, see, but I'm in politics right now, and so like my career
I understand.
Is
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you, Ray, is that there's a woman here, and now that you've told me the area that you're specialized in, it might be a woman that you think might run for political office, and you work with that woman. That would guarantee not you not being bored. Do you see what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
All right, my friend, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
I'm gonna reach out to you on your website. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next Friday. Thank you for tuning in, and have a blessed and wonderful day.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.